Slam again.
Blog Talk Radio.
Then I am left with all this love and all these dreams and no place to put them.
My own way.
This is your way?
Why don't you hire yourself a yes man to run your company? It'd be a lot less stressful for both of us, wouldn't it?
Hubby, Daytime After Dark, and on the Blog Talk Network. The phone number is 1-347-850-8721. And hold on, see who's on the line. Who's on the line?
Hi, Carly.
Hi.
It's Heather.
Okay, Heather, I will be bringing you right back on.
That's okay.
I just want to make a few
Just wanted you to know I'm here.
Cool. I'm so glad. Okay. Well, you guys, tonight, Walker, the singer Walker Hayes, is supposed to be on. Singer Walker Hayes will be on. Well, he said he would be on. I thought he would be here by now, but he's not. So I'm going to start with the soaps. Okay, there's a lot I want to talk about. And hi, Gold and Sophia 258 in this album. Thanks for coming on. I know I have Heather on the line, so I'm going to bring her on quickly. There's so much I want to talk about, but first, before I bring anyone on, I wasn't so sure I was even going to have a show tonight because of yesterday's news about Bradford Anderson, Spinelli, my TV husband, leaving Zenner Hospital. I have been, I've been upset. I've been, this actor leaving, took the win and the sales, everything out of me. I mean, I am not happy about this one iota. I'm not. I will be honest and say, this sucks. I'm not happy. I am not happy with the new hospital without Spinelli. And I didn't watch it today, and before everyone beats me up about that, I couldn't watch it because Spinelli was announcing probably today he was going to leave. And the next week, he's going to be gone. And I'm sad. So I'm very, very sad about that. I'm brokenhearted. Zenner Hospital will never be the same without the love of my life Spinelli on there. And, first why and all. Actually, Sophie, his last day might be Monday or Tuesday while I'm reading. First why and all did that with Billy Miller, and I'm still mad. And now I lose Spinelli. Okay. So, God, what are you trying to do to me? Are you trying to kill me on purpose? Really? This is not good. This is not, good to do to Carly. I mean, with the Seattle Seahawks did last week, I'm a big Seahawks fan. I love football. We played the 49ers. We lost. It was a very nail-biting game. I almost had a heart attack watching it. So let me bring on Heather. Hey, Heather.
Hi, sweetie. How are you? Well, you're not good, obviously.
I cried my eyes out. This was like, I don't know what got into me, but it was the cry. I thought when Steve left, it was bad. But no, I think I cried more for Bradford than Steve, than Billy Miller, for any of those guys. I'm this heartbroken. I have no words.
Well, I'll tell you what, I just found this out, and I just tweeted right before you got on, because can you believe they talked for a week now about possibly Spinelli leaving, with L.A. to go to Portland or whatever, and I thought, no, it can't be true. But then,
I thought it can't be true.
And then it can't be true. But then I got to thinking, wait a minute, Maxie's pregnant. This could be a good way out, maybe, for Maxie to, you know, not be around very much because she's pregnant. You know, but I thought, no, because Maxie could just be doing something else. I don't know. I kept putting it out of my head.
Well,
and then
I had...
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I know. I've been trying to put it out of my head. And, you know, and, I mean, really, I mean, Portland, Oregon, I'm 4 hours away from it. And I grew up in Portland, Oregon. So now I'm, like, mad at the state.
Finally.
Because I'm like, you're taking away Spinelli to Portland, Oregon. I mean, not that it's real, but I'm like, okay.
Well, I got on here. I hadn't been on the internet all day, and I was just on here doing something else with the internet problems I was having with something else. It's totally, you know, not with the internet or soaps or anything, with some other computer problems with something totally else, you know, with some of my nursing stuff. Well, anyway, so I got on Twitter real quick, and they were saying something about Spinelli leaving and we better get the Kleenex out for Monday and all this. I'm like, oh my. And I kept reading on, and so I knew it was true because everybody was saying, you know, Spinelli's leaving, get ready for Monday. And I thought, oh, not Spinelli. And so I just wrote this. I haven't tweeted it. I'm going to get ready to push tweet, but I might keep pushing it around so it won't go away. But this Victoria in front of me, she wrote, wow, Spinelli brought Georgie to see Maxie, and the baby reached out her hand to her. How freaking adorable. So I thought, oh, it's true. So then I wrote, after that I wrote, so sweet. Then I just found out that Spinelli is really leaving. Spinelli reminds me of so many memories of Jason, Kleenex. And it does, it reminds Spinelli and Jason. It reminds me just of so many memories of Jason. I can't get Spinelli and Jason. You know, those two were like,
me either,
out of my,
me.
You know, out of my head, you know.
Me,
there's no,
me either.
Yeah, there's
I cannot.
They were like peas in a pod for a while. It was Spinelli and Jason.
Yeah,
you know?
I like back in the day when the storyline was Lulu and Spinelli and Jason, and when Spinelli first came in town and how Lulu became his really, you know, first friend. And, you know, and then, you know, the bond with him and Jason.
And,
you know,
you would have never imagined, you know, that bond with the way,
yeah,
you know, Spinelli
and
talks,
how,
you know.
Yeah, and how Sonny.
You know how Sonny,
you know,
he would get mad
yeah,
at
Sophie in the room said this last week, oh, I bet it's true, and I... Of course, you know me. I'm going to put that out of my mind. You know, because, you know, this, you know, this is, this, you know, with all four boys gone now, I'm brokenhearted. I mean, it's
I really
like,
didn't think he would leave. I
hadn't,
you know, read anywhere where he, I didn't read in Soap Opera Digest
well, I mean,
that he was leaving.
This came out of nowhere for me. This whole thing for me came out, you know, because when they mentioned the Portland, Oregon thing on screen, I'm like, okay, they are going to mention it for 5 seconds like they always do, and nothing's going to happen. And, you know, that's how, you know, that's how I thought, you know, it was going to go. I thought, oh, they are not going to leave. And the thing is, I really thought Ellie was going to be the quarter main heir.
Yeah. A lot of people thought, Spinelli was going to be the heir, didn't they? That Spinelli was going to be the heir for quarter main heir? Is that what you just said? Or I've heard that from other people.
I thought Ellie. People were saying that Ellie.
Oh, that Ellie. I've heard that, too, that Ellie was going to be the heir. I've heard that, too.
Yeah, but I would have loved it if Spinelli
would have been the heir, too.
Yeah,
I've heard
I mean,
Ellie,
I would love
I've heard
that,
that
because,
I've heard Ellie and I've heard Spinelli, both. I've heard both
of
those.
Yeah, but if Spinelli was, that would have been perfect for me because that means Jason and Spinelli would have been related. And
you
the whole time I called it. I'm like, those two are going to end up related. I mean, at some point, I really thought, and I've been funding people, so don't get a heart attack when I say this, but I really thought Spinelli was going to end up being, Sunny's son, and Diane's left side. I thought, oh my God, that would be a riot. I really thought.
Yeah, you never know on daytime, you never know.
You know, I mean, it's sad that we never, found out, really, who Spinelli's parents were.
We only saw the grandma that one time.
Well,
that's all we ever saw.
I was hoping, for more. I was hoping, more time and... everyone, finds out. Did you watch yesterday's?
Yeah.
Well, because I could not watch today, then I know I'm probably going to get pissed out, but I don't care.
Well, I still thought it wasn't going to happen, so I watched because I thought, no, this isn't going to happen. And then at the very end when Elsie said, oh, I got a news, from my potential boss, we've got to leave tonight. And I thought, no. But somebody, I must have missed part of it because they said, well, Sam said it'd be good to go. And I must have missed, I remember Sam and him on the couch talking, but I missed, must have somehow missed the part of Sam and him talking about it must be a good thing, would be a good thing for them to go.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, but what I loved about yesterday was Spinelli seeing Robin before he left town. That was so cute. That made me laugh. Robin,
Robin, that was sweet. Yeah.
But what I'm getting really mad at Zeno Hospital, and I love Zeno Hospital, but when in the hell is Sunny going to find out about Robin?
That's what they were saying on Twitter today too. And I did tweet about that. I go, that they were so close, and they had a closeness also because of Stone. And they had a closeness because of Stone also that brought, they had a closeness because of him. But they were just close, They haven't even...
They were close. They were close for a lot of reasons. Jason and, Robin, but she was mad at him when she died. You know what? Even if Robin and Sunny got mad at each other before she supposedly died, they are going to make up. They are going to be okay. I mean, those two have the friendship I love, to see. And I've been waiting for this. I've been waiting for the reunion of Sunny and Robin for weeks.
Have you been waiting for anybody to see Robin? I mean, she saw a lot of people, but have you been waiting for Patrick to see really Robin as far as her to sit down and talk with him? He's been but have you been, he's been pissing me off. I'm really pissed off at Patrick.
I think Robin and Patrick are okay. He shot a gun in her home. Oh my God. So what if Sunny shot a gun in her home? Oh my God. Sunny's a mob boss, girls. People, I love it. People have no patience anymore. Not when all the reunions are taking their time. I'm sorry. But like you said, I know you're Robin and, Robin and Patrick.
You're Sabrina, I know. We can all still love each other.
Yeah,
you're Sabrina.
But, I see why a lot of people, Robin and Patrick. I see it. I mean, I'm not going to say, You know,
and I
can
see why they like Sabrina and them. I mean, I see both sides.
Yeah, I mean,
I'm not radical on either way. You know, I'm not a radical person. I see both ways. You know, I'm not a radical type person. You know, I can see anybody's side, both sides on anything. You know.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I just think, you know, I mean, Patrick has a big ass problem by now. with, you know, I mean, he needs to make up the mind. Do I think Robin did the right thing by going over Ailey's and saying, oh, just let him go? No, I don't, because that never works. You're not going to go over to the other lady who's in love with him and say, oh, just let him go. It doesn't really, in real life, that would not work that way. You know, Robin would have probably been slapped.
Oh,
something.
You mean when she went over and told Sabrina
yeah,
to
I
stay
mean,
off
I,
her husband? Oh, I didn't like that part. I didn't think that was right of Robin to do at all either.
No, just because in real life if...
Oh, nobody's going to take to that in real life. No.
Yeah.
If anything, that would make the woman want to go after him more, you know.
And, oh, by the way, I don't think Patrick hates Sunny. Girls, I don't. Sorry,
What is it?
Oh, girls, and the sad one goes, I love Sunny too, but Patrick has no use for Sunny. Oh, really?
Oh,
in about, a couple of days, he will. Sunny and Patrick could team up and take Carlos down, okay? So, wait a moment. People cannot say Sunny and Patrick could never work together. Patrick doesn't like Carlos. Sunny Sermejo doesn't like Carlos, you know? They
right.
I don't like Carlos. I want to slap the holy hell of this guy. I can't stand him. And, you know, to pretend he's Lily's brother, come on.
Carlos is Lily's brother, isn't he?
No, he just said that. Yeah.
He's not Lily's brother.
No, he just said that to save himself.
Okay.
Yeah, he just said that to save his ass. Sabrina goes, I would like Sabrina with Carlos. No, I wouldn't. That would be sick. Why wouldn't you want anyone with that guy? That guy needs to be dead. No, I don't think he's Lily's brother. I don't. I mean, you know, because Sunny needs to take him out. He can't take Julian out. So,
right.
You know, Carlos is like the next guy to be, you know, taken out, in my opinion, because, you know, I just think Julian... Oh, Galt just said, the host of the show wants everyone dead. No, Galt. I just want the bad guy dead, okay? And if they leave Sunny and if they leave someone there alone, then I have no problem with them. But if they come and torment my guys and make my guys pay, yeah.
What if Lucas comes back? Did they
Sunny is not, you know, Sunny is not a bad guy at all, Galt. I'm sorry. Sunny is not a bad guy. Sunny has
a heart of gold. No. He's got a heart of gold if he loves you. If Sunny loves you or likes you really
exactly.
well, he's got a heart of gold. He'll do
anything
for you or his family. If his family, he'll do a heart of gold. I mean, he's got a heart of gold for his family or his friends. He'll do anything for you.
Exactly. But, you know, once you piss him off, okay, then it's game over. So,
right.
I'd like
to have a friend like him.
Okay. Heather, you are my calming voice tonight. Just remember that because I could go off with these people in this album. Just remember you need to calm me down tonight.
What happened?
Okay.
What happened?
Okay. Golf in the... Golf in this album goes, he's threatening to kill his ex-wife, Who does that? Mopsu's a bad guy. Okay, you know what? The son in Kali thing, he wasn't really going to kill Kali. And number two, Mopsu's are not a bad guy. No one called Jason a bad guy for years. Okay, so I'm sorry, and Heather, please stick up with me, because I need lawbreakers equals bad guys. Oh, really? Lawbreakers equals bad guys. Okay, Heather, save me from myself right now. What? Just because they are mobsters and, no, they are not. I love it that they, you know, break the law. I love it. They
most
can
mobsters will really take care of the family in real life.
Exactly.
And
you
like
know
even
what?
In the even in the Sopranos. I know that's not real life, but that was as close to real life as mobsters get. Even like Sam and Diotati, I forget how to pronounce his name, the real life mobster. I mean, they will take care of their own. Okay,
exactly.
They take care of their own really well. Okay?
Oh,
don't ever
oh.
cross them, though, and don't ever mess with their family. Don't ever mess with their family.
Yeah, okay. Golf in this album asked me what my definition about a bad guy then is. Okay, a bad guy, let's see, Julian. Let's see, Faison. Let's see, Stefano DiMera.
Yep.
Victor Newman. Victor Newman on his bad day.
Oh, God. Even
yeah,
on his good
oh,
day,
golf.
He's always scheming.
Yeah, golf goes. They will take care of their own, but they don't care who gets killed in the crossfire. You know what, golf? I don't care who gets killed in the crossfire. As long as that person is dead,
who is
unless
that lady
it's someone...
even? Who is that lady on General Hospital? She wasn't a guy, but she might as well have been that lady.
Faith Wasco. I needed to be, you know, down. I mean,
right.
I know, and...
What about Nicholas's grandma, Nicholas on General Hospital?
Oh, Helena?
Yeah, Helena. She might as well have been a man. Hell, she was mean as heck. You know.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sorry. In my opinion, you know, I've always been pro-mob. I mean, Heather, you've listened to this show for a couple of months. You know I've always been pro-mob. I haven't said, oh, the mob is a bad thing. In my opinion, I just think the mob is a good thing in Post-Sorrows.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's half what they, I mean, that's half of the story is made up of, you know.
Exactly.
With Menard Spinard and Jason and, you know, all that bunch, you know. Now we got the Jeromes. That's half the show, you know what
yeah,
I mean.
Yeah, Yeah, but Jerome needs to be taken care of. Ava needs to be taken care of.
Oh, she
Ava
sure
needs,
does.
Ava needs to be taken care of, you know, now, because thanks to her, we have another call. Okay. 508, you're on the air.
Hi, Carly. It's Stacy.
Oh, hi, Stacy. Welcome to...
Fanatic About Soaps is my other... It's my Twitter handle, so...
Well, I know, but I'm so glad you called in. You haven't called in a while, and I'm so glad, but I know you are calling in for a reason. So let everyone know what is going on, and, yeah, I will let you have the flow, and I will be quiet.
Okay. Well, I can, if people haven't heard already about one of the women who was in the soap group, she was in the soap movement when we were trying to get All My Children and One Life to Live back, and I'm going to try to give you the Cliff Notes version because I can be long-winded, but I'm going to really try to give you just...
Oh, be long-winded.
Kind of the Cliff Notes version of it, but basically it was her online family who got concerned because they hadn't heard from her. They had her contacted. She was brought to the hospital. As far as I know, she had an infection. Now, there's a lot of details, depending on who you talk to, as to what happened. But in a nutshell, it's very sad because I had conversations with this person. Her name is Mary. And the person that she told me she did not want to have control over her basically has her power of attorney. And she had been improving, but I guess the family met with the medical ethics committee, supposedly. And again, you know, this is all hearsay, you know, a lot of this is hearsay.
Yeah.
So I don't know, as far as the details go, how accurate some of these things are. I talked to some of the family members, and you could talk to a particular family member, and they'll tell different people a totally different story. So,
mm-hmm.
And when I talked to Mary, this one particular family member, she described him to a T, because he just acts exactly the way that she described him to be. But anyway, the important thing here is, unfortunately, last Saturday they made the decision to take her off of all life support and basically do an aggressive end of life. So she was taken off of the ventilator, and she was doing okay breathing on her own. She was taken off of dialysis, and from what I've been told, her kidneys have been functioning well.
Wow.
But the one thing that has really got a lot of us upset, you know, and having had conversations with her and knowing she wouldn't want to be a vegetable, okay? And that, I completely understand, you know, that the family, they have total control over this, much as I don't like it. But the thing that's so heartbreaking right now is today is the seventh day that she has been without a food tube. She's had no nourishment. So,
no any type of food at all. No food by mouth or no food supply.
So, I mean, this is like inhumane. How do you treat an animal better than this? I don't understand. I'm getting the sense this part is totally my opinion. I'm getting the sense she's fighting, and it's not her time to go.
I mean, no IV food at all, hon? No IV food at all?
No IV food. And to me, that's just cruel. And she does have brain activity.
Yep, I agree.
If she was brain dead, I mean, I went through this with my father, and they did
the CBD. She does have brain activity,
and
she's not even getting any
brain
food.
Now, depending on who you talk to, she had one stroke, she had two strokes, she had a major stroke, she didn't have a stroke. Again, like I said, I'm getting inconsistent information.
And you can't call the hospital anymore.
We used to call, and I'm a little relieved that they told me they put the phone up to her ear, so I could tell her how much I loved her, and how much, you know, we were all pulling for her and praying for her, and every night I've just been praying, and at this point, leaving it in God's hands. I know there's been a petition out on both Facebook and Twitter. There is a page
and
for her.
Retweeted it. Yeah.
Thank you so much for doing that.
Oh, of course. You know how Mary has meant so much to me and so much to the show, and you know I'm just I cannot believe it. You know, I mean, is there anyone in Atlanta where she lives that, like, any of our group that could get, like, near the hospital to find out what's really going on? Because, you know.
Well, there is somebody from the SOAP movement who has been going there. And it's been really hard, difficult, because, you know, on the one hand, you don't want to step on the family's toes.
Oh, of course not. But
of course.
On the other hand,
you know, you're watching a friend, you know, go through this, and the whole situation's very heartbreaking.
And like you said, she's not brain dead.
She's not brain dead. She was a paralegal. I mean, she knew the law.
Yeah, she was.
And
she
I'm
was.
Kind of upset that she didn't have a living will put into place because, but I do know from conversations. precisely the person who she doesn't want to have power of attorney of her does. So people have been, you know, various people have been so helpful in tweeting and retweeting the petition. All the Atlanta news stations, CBS, Fox, the Atlanta, I want to say the Journal, one of the papers down there, people have been calling Nancy Grace because she watched that show to try to get her story told. I mean, it's if I sound the way I sound because I'm just numb at this point.
No,
she has children.
She doesn't have any children. It's her and her mother.
No children.
But these are her cousins.
Cousins.
And the person who has the power of attorney is married to her cousin. She had talked very fondly about this one particular cousin, and I gather, again, depending on who you talk to, while she doesn't have the power of attorney, I gather the cousins got together. There were five of them, from what I'm hearing, and made this decision. But to me, at this point, if she's holding her own, you know, at the very least, they should give her food. I mean, come on.
Oh, yes.
Just crawl.
See, I'm a nurse, and I mean, I've never seen that done when there's, you know, when there's life. I mean, when they're not brain dead. I mean, when there's signs of life, you know, I mean.
And I think one of the responses we got from the family members was, oh, that's the other thing, between this one stroke, two stroke, major stroke, no stroke, and, oh, she's paralyzed. But yet she was able to reach on the bar with one hand and reach out to this person with another hand. So, if she's paralyzed from the waist down, what kind of life is that? If it was me, I'd want someone to just, you know, shoot me in the head.
Well, wait a minute. If she's able to reach with both hands, then that means she's not really had a stroke, because you have a stroke usually on one side.
Exactly.
Either you have a one side, if you have a stroke on one side, that affects your motor ability to where you can't walk, that sort of thing. If you have a stroke on the other side, it affects your speech.
Right.
So I don't understand how she's paralyzed from the waist down. If she had a stroke, that, you know, you don't, if it doesn't affect you, paralyzed down, you know, you have a stroke, it affects you on either or. You, like I said, one side affects your speech, one side affects your ability to walk, but not paralyzed walk. I mean, with physical therapy, you can, you know, take a long while of physical therapy. You may always walk with a cane or something like that, or in a wheelchair, but you're not, you know, you're not a paraplegic.
Yeah. And
so somebody's telling somebody some wrong, you know, news. You know, I mean, what are they wanting her for? Does she have a lot of money? I mean, I shouldn't ask these questions. I don't understand.
No,
she has,
I don't. I'm really not sure the motivation behind this, except for it just really seems like all the information she gave me about this cousin, I mean, she was spot on.
Was this woman... And now she was the one, she was trying to get All My Children and One Life to Live. She was one of the people trying to get them back on television.
Yes. She was one of the people in the soap movement who was trying to get the shows back and, you know, help out here and there where she could.
Right.
And I will say this, because I don't know who's out there listening or, you know, what people think. I've always been a believer of there are three sides to every story. There's one side, there's the other side, and then the truth lies somewhere in the middle.
Right.
And she's done some things that, people have questioned, you know, why does she take action in such a way? And for me, I really try to see the good in people. And I reached out to her, because she's reached out to me. I mean, she would call me a couple times a week just to see how I was doing after my surgery, and yet other people are spreading lies about me, saying that I'm lying about having cancer.
There's always so many liars out there.
People like that, really, I mean, Honey,
you're going to run into so many liars out here in life.
Yeah, and Stacey, don't listen to them.
It's despicable what the what some of these people
have
said and done.
United States are the worst. You know, I just came back from South America, Colombia, of all places, Colombia. And
yeah.
You think, oh, good God almighty, one of the worst places in the world. And they are some of the nicest people that I've met. And I said, that is pretty a damn shame that I'm in Colombia. And it is one of the nice, of course, I wasn't in the part that, you know, they're having all the problems with the drug cartel and things. But it's a pretty darn shame that I have met some of the nicest people, so much nicer than they are in the United States of America. And when I go to the Philippines every year, because my friend and I that went to college together, we go back to Manila every year, and they are so sweet over there, so much nicer. And I said, we go back to the United States, and they're rude as hell. I said, it's a damn shame. And some of those people have nothing.
Yep.
And they are so nice. Mannerly, everything. I said, we go by a grocery store. I take my cart through a line, you guys do too. You take your cart through the aisle. You say, excuse me, at least I do. And, you know, they look at you like you're nuts, or they don't even move, or they don't even say, pardon me or anything,
right.
And it's a damn shame. You know, that's what the United States is. And, I go... And I say that. I ask for supervisors when they're rude to me on the telephone with people I'm dealing with. You know, they're that way to me. I said, it's a damn shame that you can't even get any good help, technical support or anything of anything, United States. But you're going to find that here, honey. People are going to make lies of you if they're jealous of you.
Yeah, and don't listen
you.
To them. I mean,
those people I've pretty much cut out of my life. I don't have anything to do with anybody who's going to be, calling me a liar. When I'm out on Facebook, I've got of my friends and people following me. I mean, I've got family members and stuff there. So if I was lying, I'd be lying to all of them too. So I know what the truth is, and God knows what the truth is, and
exactly.
My true friends know what the truth
exactly.
is. But
a lot of
but you know what? Ladies, this isn't about me. I'm sorry. I don't. I really.
No,
I'd like
okay,
to get
but,
back
I mean,
to talking
people,
about
no, people
Mary.
But
my point. My point about when I was sick is she would call just to say hi and see how I was doing and
right.
Maybe tell me a joke or two or tell me
I'm
something
gonna tell you,
she was going
right.
to do, and she didn't. People react in different ways when people feel betrayed. And as I got to know her, I got to understand why she made choices that she made. I'm not saying I agree with how she handled things. I understood how she felt.
Yeah.
I will say on the flip side, she was the kind of person that, like I said, she called me just to see how I was doing. She would give you the shirt off her back. She would help
exactly.
you out without asking for anything in return.
Right.
I mean,
you know what happens?
So
a
if
lot
everybody
people,
can pray and sign that petition and retweet it and ask your followers to, to sign it and retweet and maybe hit the Nancy Grace, hit her HLN. I think it's Nancy Grace HLN is the Twitter account.
Is,
and then her Twitter or her Facebook page, because she did watch Nancy Grace all the time. But I think this story needs to be told, and it's so tragic. It happens every single day. None of us is promised tomorrow. None of us knows what's going to happen. And to have something in writing about what you want for your final wishes to be, it's so important.
You have got to have your affairs in order. That is one thing I will tell you as being a nurse. You have got to have your affairs in order. I've been outside of rooms. Families have been, the person hasn't even been warm, they're still warm, and families have been arguing to where I've had to call the security guard to take them out of there. And sometimes the police, when the security guard couldn't even handle it, to take them out of there. They're arguing over what they're going to get, what they want of the loved one's goods already, of trinkets and stuff just in the house, before the will's even read later on, way down the line. They're already arguing over this and that. And I've had to get on them, and then if they won't listen to me, I'll give them a couple times. If they won't listen to me, then I'll call the security guards. And then if they won't even be able to handle them, then we call the police.
Yeah.
You know, that's a damn shame, too. Excuse my language. I'm sorry when I get mad.
I got a mouth
like a truck driver when I get.
I mean, it's a darn shame. And I'll tell you what, honey. My mom told me one thing years ago because I used to get people would be, you know, this or that. But I'll tell you, if people talk about you and things and you're a nice person, you haven't done anything, you know what it is? Jealousy.
Well, I've sinned. I'm not a perfect person. I do try to come from a good place. I really, you know, I do. And I think in her heart of hearts, even though there were times other people didn't understand why she was lashing out, I understood it, you know. She felt betrayed. And so, sometimes when people hurt, they want to hurt other people back. And,
exactly.
You know, I mean, but what's happening to her now, it breaks my heart. Like, I'm just having a hard time.
Well, I mean, it's very sad. See, that's what happens when someone doesn't have children or someone else to be their power of attorney.
And that's the other thing, being alone and single. I mean, I worry about that myself. What if, you know, nobody checks on me and I'm found dead in my apartment? And I hate to sound so blunt like that. But
I know. It's true, though. It happens. I tell this to everybody all the time, and people think I am just, what's wrong with her? But I don't care if you're 21, 31, 41, you have to have your affairs in order because you never know what's going to happen. Like, you could drive right now, you know, home, and you could run into, you know, who knows what could happen. You know, somebody could run into you. You know, you could be dead in a heartbeat. I could be talking to you right now on the phone, and when we hang up here, if I wanted to go out, I'm not going to, but it's snowing here, going to be about 8 inches. If I decided I wanted to go somewhere, then somebody could hit me and I'm dead, you know, and you guys wouldn't even know it.
Yeah.
You know, and but I have to have my affairs in line, and I do, you know, and I preach it to my husband all the time, even though he's a doctor. He knows it. He sees it all the time, but he knows it. I mean, I preach it all the time, and me being a nurse, I've seen it. You know, I've seen it. Seen it, and it, you know, comes up close and personal, and he knows it because, you know, I mean, he sees it all the time, you know.
I'm starting to really write some specific things. It's interesting because, you know, the past couple of years, my doctor's been asking me about healthcare proxy and the living will, the whole thing, and it's just one of those things. I'm just like, oh, I'll take care of it sometime, but looking at this
whole situation, I definitely want to
put some specifics in there as to what I would want. I mean, like I said, I've had conversations with her, and I know that there are certain things that she would want and certain things that she wouldn't want.
Exactly.
But unfortunately, because her, you know, the family has the power, even though they may not be as close to her or anything, and may not, they don't necessarily know what it is that she wanted because they didn't talk to her on a regular basis.
Okay, get a living will. They're free. And also, I don't know where you live, but in the state of Illinois where I live, you can call in. Where is she at, hon?
Massachusetts.
Or where are you at?
I'm in Massachusetts. She's in Georgia, and I've already decided I'm putting a stipulation in there. If something happens to me in Georgia, get me the, pardon my French, Carly, get me the fuck out of that state. Let me be treated anywhere else but in Georgia.
Yep.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you. Here's what you do for us here in Illinois. First, get a living will. They're free, but I go even deeper. There's a hotline you can call here, and you can get this in-depth living will, and it goes very in-depth, but you have to have different doctors sign different parts of it because it goes into part of it psychiatric, part of it's your regular doctor stuff, and part of it's I forget what else, but... And also about organ donation, which is something I'm very big into. I want my organs donated if there's anything left of them. You know, it'd be nothing greater to me to know somebody got to see that it's never seen, you know, got to see their kids if they've never seen them before and all that. Because of me, I would love that. I would love it. Anyway, you can get that for free. There's a hotline in Illinois, so I'm sure there's one in Maryland, and you get it for free, but it's engrossed, so it's one that's really, really in-depth, and they keep it on file. When you get it, they keep your number. So when you get this one and you get it signed by your doctors, I forget where it goes, and I have one. You keep a copy, and then I forget where it goes to the doctor. But anyway, you keep a copy, and if you want to send it, if you have a lawyer, and you probably don't, if you haven't dealt with any, you know, needed one, you probably don't. But put it somewhere where somebody's going to be able to get it. Like, I don't know, if you have a tin box for important papers, or if you have somebody that's going to, so somebody that knows you well, give it to them, or put it somewhere so it's got to be on hand, or put it to your doctor. Do you have a doctor, a regular doctor?
Yes, she's the one that gave me the form. I saw her like a week and a half ago or something, but she gave me the form again, and I said, you know what, this time I'm going to make sure I fill it out, and I'm going to make sure I put some specifics on here.
Well, this will be, and also this one puts, if you want, resuscitated or not. And this one also just doesn't put this. This one puts, do you want resuscitated if you're not breathing? But do you want resuscitated if you have a heartbeat but you don't have any respiration? Any respirations? So you got, this one's really, really specific. You see what I mean? If you have a heart rate but you have no respirations, do you want CPR? Do you want, you know,
right.
This one's real specific. This is the one you need. They call the Georgia state of Georgia, and try to get.
We tried to get lawyers. We tried to get an advocate. And the problem is, unfortunately, at this point, I don't know. Like I said, I think she's been without food for almost a week now. And so,
that's nuts.
You know, I don't know what you do, and I don't know. You know, I know she wouldn't want to be a vegetable, so
She doesn't have an NG tube or a G tube, which feeds her.
Oh, and you'll love this one too. This is the other thing I'm hearing. And again, you know, the information, I'm assuming this information is accurate, but apparently, you know, they're giving her shots of morphine rather than have a morphine drip to keep her comfortable.
Mm-hmm.
Low dose shots of morphine. So she's still, and she's a fighter.
They give her
a
morphine.
And you know, like I said, I've tried to do what I can. I've tried to advocate and do the things that I can. And
but you're
kind of people out there listening. I mean, if they can, people out there listening.
But your hands are kind of tied because you're not a relative.
Family. Exactly.
Because you're not family. You're not a relative. See.
So the only thing we can do is, I guess, try to advocate for her. And like
that's
I said,
all
you know,
can do is try to
if
be an
people
want to,
if people can sign the petition, if people can contact the news media, if people have, especially in the Atlanta area, but in the state of Georgia, and they know anybody who works in the law, you know, could get somebody that would want to take this case.
Sorry to interrupt you, Stacey, but has anyone tried to get a hold of Nancy Grace?
Yes, I know people have called and gotten through. Some people, they give you 30 seconds to leave a message. Some people have gotten the message and left a message. Some people have posted out on Facebook. Some people have tweeted to her. So we've been trying, but if everybody out there could help spread the word, I mean, I...
Yeah, of course.
I don't know. At this point, like I'm not a doctor. I know about medical things, but I just keep every night like praying for Christmas miracle. I'm praying that she's going to somehow pull out of this, but I don't know. With each day that goes by, you know, it just.
I didn't know anything about this until this week when I saw, you know, Muffet's tweet, because I haven't talked to you in a while. And, you know, I haven't really got, you know, Melody's been so busy, so I didn't know. And my heart broke. I started crying. I'm like, no. You know, not someone that was sus- if I do anything, yeah, if you made him mad, yeah, it would not go. But if you were great to us, he was a friend for life. So,
yeah, definitely.
Yeah, you know, but give me a call this weekend.
Okay.
You know, just update me if you can.
Yeah, I apologize. I mean, for probably for about a week now, yeah, since last Saturday. I mean, I get up and I'm on the phone for literally hours.
Yeah.
And usually by 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning, I'm like, I talked out. I just,
you know, but this.
I guess my message to people out there is, A, if you can help advocate for her by continuing to retweet and ask your followers to sign the petition if you're on Twitter, and if you're on Facebook, the same thing. If you can post the petition on your wall, the more,
yep,
you know, it's always strength in numbers, and, you know, again, alert the media about this. And, you know, keep in mind for yourself, I mean, if you haven't filled out a living will, do so. Because none of us knows what, you know.
That's true.
What's ahead?
I mean, this let the other good know that this, so whatever you guys need, I'm here. And if any of you guys need to talk, I'm here too. So this let, you know, the other one know that. You know, in our group, you know.
Right. Well,
yeah.
I don't know any of you, but if anyone needs any, you know, medical advice, you know, I could give it to you as far as, you know, that sort of thing. Because I can't believe not being brain dead and still having brain activity.
Yeah, that's what I don't
brain waves that she's not getting an NG tube or a G tube, getting fed that way. That's shocking myself. Is she in a hospital or a nursing home now?
She's in a hospital.
What kind of hospital is this? I'd hate to see it, actually. Is it a doctor's
hospital?
That's why
I said I don't want to be treated in Atlanta. I'm putting that in I'm telling you, I don't want to be treated in Atlanta. I'd rather die. I'd rather be treated in a third world country. I mean, I don't know, maybe I'm exaggerating a bit. Because I do know the nursing staff and the medicine.
I mean, there are
doctors
have been doing a lot of things there.
You know, and
there's some
I think,
hospitals
you know,
in
I think
Atlanta.
Some of them
just
are not in agreement with the family either. So it's just the whole situation.
I think a lot of it's the family because they're the ones that's the ones making the decisions, you see. The hospital has to go along with what the family. If I tell them, it's like your family. If you tell them,
yeah,
no, I don't want my family fed, I mean, they have to go by your wishes. Because
right,
you're the family, see? They can't do what you don't want them to do, you know? And that's why if you call up there, that's why they can't tell you anything, because you're not family, see?
Well, unless you lie, which I have done before, which I'm not aggravating people, but I have lied and I've got information. Just, you know, say I'm the cousin or whatever.
That's what I would do. That's what I would do. I was just going to say that.
I'm not telling people a lie out there, but I'm just saying
I was just going to tell her, say that. I would say I am.
Okay, good.
I was going to say that. I was going to say I'm her, I was trying to sit and think something better. How old is she, hon? How old is she?
I don't know her exact age. I want to say she's in her 50s.
Yeah.
How old are you?
I'm 43.
Okay, you're 43. Okay. I was just trying to figure out what your voice, you know, how you could. You don't sound that old to me. You don't sound that old. I'm just trying to think. You could say you're her niece. Say you're her niece.
Yeah.
Say you're her niece.
I can't be a niece because she doesn't have
sibling.
She has no sisters or brothers.
She doesn't have a brother. She hasn't nobody. Okay. Say you're her I guess you're going to have to be her, your cousin, but how does she have cousins? Well, she has cousins because her other siblings have, well, she has siblings then. Wait a minute, okay. Does she have, no, wait a minute, does she have siblings?
No, she doesn't have siblings. These are cousins.
That's right. She doesn't have siblings. These are cousins. So these cousins are from what? How, okay, I'm trying to think. I'm getting mixed up. How are these, where do these cousins come from?
Yeah.
What do you mean by where do they come?
I mean,
they're,
these cousins.
I believe
come,
some of them are in the state of Georgia. But
I mean,
the thing,
was
no,
she
I
ever
mean,
married? Was she ever married?
I'm not really sure, to be honest with you. I'm
well,
really
I would, you know,
I would see if she's ever been married. I'm wondering. If she's ever been married, then she should have some of her own people. These are acting like they're all, you know, I mean.
Stacey, my advice is that they call the hospital. And to say, you know,
a cousin. They're going to say, well, which cousin are you? Probably, though. I wish you could be somebody else but a cousin. That's my thing. I wish you could be somebody else but a cousin. You know what I mean? Another cousin, since she's dealing with all cousins now. You know what I mean, Carly? You know what I mean? I wish there
yeah.
could be somebody else but a cousin.
I don't know.
What could we be?
But do they really? I mean, the times I've called... You know, and asked about a relative, you know, well, whispered them really a relative, and I said, oh, I'm the cousin. They never questioned what side or whatever, they just gave me the information.
Oh, yeah. I've lied before when I was younger, when I wasn't even a nurse. We've lied before. My mom and I lied before and said we were our neighbor died. And she slumped over. We saw it happen. We happened to be outside, and our neighbor slumped over. It was a really hot night. We were on our porch, and actually we weren't out there, but we came out real quick, and when she slumped over, our neighbor across, you know, right next door to us saw her slump over. So they yelled at us, and we were right to come out back on our porch. We went back in to get a cold drink, and we saw her slump over. So naturally we went over there, and she lived over there, you know, her entire, practically her life. Of course, my mom had lived in her house her whole practically life, so we saw her slumped over. So we went over there, and that's just when I was in nursing school, so I could help her somewhat do CPR on her and stuff. But she had diabetes, and she didn't take her medication because she was always losing it and everything. And it was so hot that day. It was so hot, like 95, you know, 99, and she went into a diabetic coma. And then she also had a heart that caused her to have a heart attack. And so we called that. We called because we were, my mom was just beside herself because my mom knew her for so long. And we called and we just said we're a good, you know, good friend and a, you know, a good neighbor. And that was in the emergency room. She said, we'll tell you that she just, you know, Miss Brooks just expired. So, you know, she did tell us, because I'm the one that called. She said, we'll tell you, Miss Brooks has just expired. So she told me she expired even so. Now, I've never been through that situation. I've never had anybody call, you know, and ask me that situation, but I've never been put in that situation where I work in the nursing part. So I've never been put in that situation, but... I would call, I would still say you're her cousin. And, but the thing of it is, if somebody says something like, oh, your cousin called today, and wondered if, I'd still try it. I would call, you know what I'd do? I'd call late at night when they weren't there.
That's actually, because I'm a night person, I've been calling at night, and this one nurse, she was so nasty. She was just reading from the script. And I said, you know, we have a right to know. I said, we don't, you know, and I know from myself, I've had cancer 4 times. I've gone in for surgery many times. I know the drill. I know about the HIPAA laws, okay? And I told them, I said, I am not looking for you to give me any detailed information. Can you put the phone up next to her ear?
You know the confidentiality.
Can you tell me if she's there?
Laws,
can you,
right.
Can you tell me that if she's alive? That is not going against the HIPAA laws.
No, it's
but
not.
But they refuse to even acknowledge that she's now at this hospital.
Okay, yeah, listen.
It's probably not confidentiality laws, see.
This is just, the situation is just so horrific. I don't know.
Did she put it up against your, did she put it up to your ear?
At one point.
Did she put it up to your ear at one point?
At one point she did put the phone up to her.
I'm surprised because I was thinking she probably thought confidentiality rules. They're so big on that now. They're worse and worse. You know how you, when you go into the hospital now, they ask you to say, if somebody comes in here and asks if you're here, can we say, you know, do you want us to tell them yes or no? You know.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, all I can say for you, hon, is it's like Carly said, I guess just try and say you're a cousin, since I don't know what else you can say. You're not a niece because she has no kids, no brother, no sister, so what else can you be? But how many times have you called her?
I pretty much called on a daily basis.
How many times did you actually talk to her?
Where they put the phone up to her ear? Twice.
Okay, have you ever been in the hospital since the middle to end of November.
It was 3 weeks on Wednesday. So,
have you ever just talked to the nurse? And have she ever just said like, tell her you're her niece, and can I ask how is she doing?
No, I've never said that. You know, I've given my phone. I've told them my name, where I'm from, how I know her. You know, and it was her online friends that got her the help. It's because, you know, it happens in life. I mean, my blood cousins right now, I'm closer to some of the people I've connected with online than my blood cousins. I don't know that
I'm not close to any of my
cousins.
Fortunately,
I have sisters that know what I would want because I did go through a stage 4 scare 10 years
oh,
ago.
Oh, my.
So
well, bless your
for
heart.
A year, for a year,
praise
that's
God.
What they thought, and I thank God every day that they were wrong about that. But,
well, praise God.
You know, when something like that happens, it does make you start to think about it.
Yeah, it sure
want,
does.
My heart it just breaks for
it
for
does.
Mary.
It breaks
it
for people.
It breaks for
I
her
know.
Because she's so strong and she's so vibrant.
Yeah.
And she's still hanging on. And to me, it's like, well, she's hanging on for a reason. Do they have to? Can they at least give her nourishment at this point? That's kind of my big question. But
that's always people's big thing. That's always usually people's, you know, patients' families usually their big thing. And I can see why. You know, I wouldn't want my mother. But when they take people off everything, that's always people's big thing. They still think, even though they want to take them off everything, they still think they should get nourishment as far as food.
Yeah.
But they don't realize, but if they take them off everything, food goes as well. And, it's, you know, it sounds cruel, but, you know, if they take them off everything, they take them off everything. You can live without food for quite a while, but, you got to have, you know, fluids. You know, a lot, you know what I mean, more than food for, you know, more. You know what I mean? You can last without food longer than you can fluids. But I know that's the biggest thing with people. They have a hard time realizing that with their loved ones. And I would, too. I would not want my mother thinking, my gosh, she's going without any nourishment, any food. And I can understand where you're coming from. Especially right now, they've not made that decision. She's not the plug. She's not on no plug. So she's not on anything to be pulled. Right?
Because I've got it from multiple sources, but from the source that from what I do trust and what I do know from what the hospital is saying, she's been taken off the ventilator. She's breathing okay on her own.
Well, then that sounds great. And she sounds to me like she could eat at least some soup, tea, Jell-O. I mean that doesn't sound pleasant. Pudding, something, you know, for starters, at least, you know. And if not, at least have an NG tube where she can get nourishment. It's not pleasant, but at least you can get, you know, all your vitamins, nutrients, your food, you know, your food groups. I mean, when I say food groups, you know, you get all your, again, vitamins, nutrients. You know, it looks like a pudding. It's a chocolate-looking.
Drop
the phone. But it either goes to your nose, or they can put it in permanently into your stomach by your navel, and so it doesn't have to go through your, you know, you don't have to put it in your nose to your stomach all the time if it comes out quite a few times, or if you're a person that pulls it out. I have had many people that have pulled it out because I'm sure it's not very comfortable. But I had a man that pulled it out just for fun all the time. I don't know why it would be fun, but he did. You know. And, you know, you have, you know, I don't know. It's just, I don't see why she has to be like that if she's got the respirator out, she's breathing on her own. You know, I don't see why they can get her up a little bit. They need to get her up a little bit. You don't need to stay in bed all the time. You know, they get you up right away. We get people up right away after they've had a heart attack. The next day, we get them up, you know. And the next day, at least sit on the end of the bed and hang their feet. You know what I mean? Just hang their feet a little bit.
Yeah, unfortunately, like I said, I'm only, you know, I'm hearing this information third hand.
Right, you're going through.
I haven't seen her.
I don't know exactly what kind of shape
she's in at this point.
Well, maybe all you can do, hon, is just try to go through Nancy Grace, try to get these petitions and as Facebook and Twitter and have everybody try to, you know, just try to keep on going, you know, and doing things for her. Can we tweet for her? I've never seen it on here, so is there a place we can tweet for her?
Oh, absolutely. There's a petition. My Twitter handle is Fanatic ABT Soaps. It's Fanatic About Soaps, but I had to shorten the about to ABT. All one thing. And if you look on my timeline, you'll see the petition.
Okay. Fanatic About Soaps.
And you will see it on my timeline, too. I just tweeted while you guys were talking
a bunch of things, Carla.
From Muffet and you timeline from the last couple of days. I just tweeted it all on my timeline.
It's on yours too, Carly. Daytime, the one you have. I know how to get to you. The daytime. I don't forget the numbers, but I know how to get to yours too. So it's on yours, and you just sign your name or you.
Yep. Well, all you have to do is it takes less than a minute to do. You sign your name.
Yeah,
you can leave a comment if you want. You don't have to.
Oh, sure.
Sign it and.
I mean, like, what would we sign if we think she's getting, I mean, how do you, you know, if you think she's getting bad treatment? I mean, you can't sign that, can we, or do we, or should you, or what?
We've gone to the hospital's website and put comments out there. I mean, it's, we've tried a lot of different things, and at this point, I don't know what will happen, so.
So
thank you for allowing me to speak.
Well, yeah. I'll be sure to go to
tell
the first
her story
website.
And, you know, to get the word out there and hopefully, you know, other people will, you know, like I said, at the very least, people can sign that petition.
I'll spread it to anybody I know out there. I don't know near as many people's Carling people because I'm not on here that much, you know, but I'll spread it to people.
Yeah, I'm not
know.
On Twitter as much as I am on Facebook, so I've made it a point actually lately to go out to Twitter and to tweet this out, so.
Right, and I'm not on I'm not on Facebook at all, but I'll definitely do what I can on Twitter.
I was just going to ask you that.
No, I'm not on Facebook, but I'm on. I had some freak follow me around on Facebook, and I blocked him and did everything in the world, but I don't know. It was just too weird, so I just got off there. This has been a long time ago, and that's why I go by a fake name on this, you know, so just in case. So just safer in this Twitter world, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
well, I've seen the good, bad, and the ugly with both Twitter Facebook.
Yeah, I've heard a lot of ugly.
Technology is a blessing and a curse, so...
There it is. It can be a blessing and a curse. And I've heard more curses, so I know my nurse I work with is like, you got to go with a fake name. Go with a fake name, you know. So I went with a fake name. So the picture I got on there now is mine, but it's like it's 9 years old, so I don't think anybody recognized me anyway. So and I'm all dressed up, and I got my makeup on and stuff, which I don't really do that much anymore, you know, so... Oh, we just had a party. We were just at a party. So, anyway, so I sure will sign that petition and pass it on to people that I do know, which are just a few. So, every little bit helps.
Absolutely, I greatly appreciate everybody out there who has taken action of any kind to help.
Well, you're doing a good work, honey.
Very.
You're doing a lot of work.
No, trust me, I'm just one person, and really,
well,
you know, people that deserve the credit are, you know, the people that called to check up on her and called to make sure they did a wellness check on her and got her to the hospital
and got us information.
You know, until we got,
well,
I mean,
down
it was
yourself.
Even our online family that we had to go do research to find her family. So,
but don't down yourself. It sounds like you're doing a lot of work, so...
I'm not doing this to get credit or any.
Well, I know you're not.
Oh,
I'm doing this because
I care about my friend, and you know, I would love for a Christmas miracle. I would love for her to just wake.
Well,
up.
Miracles do happen, hon.
I do know. So, hopefully, she'll be one of them. That would be nice.
That's right. Miracles happen all the time.
Carly, I can't thank you guys enough for
letting me speak
and get the word out there.
I know
no matter what her differences would be with, you know, I know she had differences with various people, but I can tell you this from what I know of her and how I knew her, that she would be out there fighting for us if this happened to one of
exactly.
us.
Exactly.
This is exactly what she would be doing. So.
Exactly. I know she would be doing this, and, you know, this is just, of all people, and, you know, with the mom not really coherent, because I don't think the mom would really want this for Mary.
And I've heard mixed messages about that as well. And there's some things I can't get into too much detail because I just don't want to get other people into hot water. But the whole situation
in and of itself
has just really been tough for those of us who really, you know, who love her and to hear if this happening, you know.
I would love it if... I could call you this weekend just to see how you are doing, and if you could DM me your number again, email me, because I want to know how she's doing, and I want to be able to do more because I just feel like if this was us, she would be, you know, doing everything she could for us, you know, and
absolutely.
I just feel like, all people who do this to, I don't get it. I don't understand Atlanta. I don't. You're right. If I were there, I would say, get me the fuck out of there. Take me somewhere else. I would say the same thing.
Yep, take me to another state. I don't want to be treated here in Atlanta.
You know,
thank
because
you very much.
All I can think of, and I don't want to make people sad, but all I can think of is Terry Schiavo in that whole case. And that's the thing.
She's got more brain activity, and she had more cognitive function than Terry Schiavo.
Exactly.
That's what I have been told. So.
Exactly. So.
Carly, I actually have your number on my caller ID, and I'm putting it on my list of all
my
soap contacts. So I will be sure to call you over the weekend and keep you posted on what's going on.
Yeah, and tell the good if they need anything, let me know.
Okay.
And you try and sleep, please, because you sound exhausted.
I feel exhausted, but like I said, you know, compared to some other people, I mean, I feel like I've done very little. So I'm just trying
to
get the word out there. And, you know, there's other people that they've been going through a whole lot more than I've been going through right now. And
yeah, but
are very sleep deprived. So we're trying to.
Yeah, but please tell Muffet thank you for, you know, getting a hold of you, for you coming on, because she was too tired.
Yeah, see, her health is not, she's not feeling too great, and she was exhausted herself, and I know she's been working
tirelessly.
Yeah, so
I really appreciate you coming on, because
petition out there, and I thank you for. Thank you for, you know, allowing us to, I know it's taken up a lot, I've taken up a lot of the time on your show.
Oh, it's okay, you know, it's okay, this is for Mary. Has helped Daytime After Dark so many times. You know, this is the least I could do. And, you know, you guys, we have to rally around her. We have to do something. This is so wrong. And, you know, call me this weekend.
Okay, I can do that. In the meantime, everybody out there, stay safe. I don't know where people are in the country. I know I was out this afternoon. They said we're supposed to get snow tomorrow into Sunday, and it was already snowing here this afternoon.
Yeah.
At like 4:30, it was coming down like crazy, and I just looked outside. And while it's not accumulating a lot, it's coming down.
Now we got it here, too. Where are you at, hon?
I'm in Massachusetts.
Oh, are you? Well, I'm in Illinois, and it's coming down. We're supposed to get 8 inches, and I'd say it's about 6 inches already. So.
Wow.
It's coming already. It's down here, so that's heading your way, probably.
Your name again, I'm sorry?
My name, well, here's Heather, so.
Heather, okay.
Nice meeting you.
Nice meeting you, Heather. Thank you, Heather and Carly.
Yeah. Oh,
so
no
nice
problem.
Come back.
Give us an update, because we want to, Daytime After Y'all get staying on the story until America happens, or until, you know, whatever happens.
Yeah,
my prayers are out there for you, so.
Oh, thank you guys so much.
And I think it's great you're working that hard, honey. A lot of people wouldn't do that, so. And don't
like
tell
I said, I'm
don't,
trying to
I don't
do,
want
to
hear,
know.
I don't want to hear that you're not doing that much, because I don't want to hear that, because you are, so. I don't want to hear that, so. I knew that was coming.
You know, I know the kind of person that she is, and I know if the roles were reversed, she'd be fighting just
hard
for me.
I knew that would be coming. I know, and she would be, and now you're doing it for her. So,
yeah.
See, so you sound like a wonderful person. I wish I knew you in person. So you sound like a great person, so don't be saying that again.
Yeah,
okay?
Both of you are so wonderful to, like I said, to open your show up to.
Of course. And you know what? Mary, I mean, come on. And, you know, Mary would be yelling at me if I wasn't, and I know that. And, you know, and I just think this is just of, you know, of all people who have no voice right now, that have, like, the loudest voice in the soap movement and tried everything that she could to get AMC in One Life. You know, we fought the good fight, and we, you know, we didn't get it. But, you know, for all of that, you know, she was one of the main people who fought all the time, and we cannot just slow down.
Yep.
Yep.
You guys fought a good fight. And you know what that means? She's fighting a good fight. See?
Exactly.
That sounds, there you go. She fought a, you guys, she fought a good fight there, so she's fighting a good fight now. See?
Exactly. So, Stacey, go west. You need to go west because I'm worried about you.
I'm okay. I mean, as okay as I can be in this whole...
Well, I know, but this, you know, this west a little, you know, just go lay your head down for a little while.
Right.
Okay. I want to say one last thing to you and anybody out there listening that I still, you know, especially this time of year, like I said earlier, I try to see the good in everybody. So I want to wish everybody well and let you guys know it's really, you know, a pleasure and an honor to meet so many of you online. Like I've said, you know, technology can be a blessing, it can be a curse. But I see a lot of good in people connecting with other people. And, you know, I've never met Mary in person, but, I mean, I care about her so much.
Isn't that amazing? You've never even met in person. See, that just goes to show how you can meet people and, you know, not even meet in person, but just how you can meet and just get a camaraderie with each other and just think the world of them. That's true. Yep, it is amazing.
Thank you both, Heather, Carly. Thank you
both so much.
Oh, well, good luck, and thank you, hon. You're doing a great job, so don't put yourself
you are.
Down.
Safety, keep it up. I know you can do this.
You can do it. You're doing a good job now.
You got this.
You do. So keep that head up, 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 up.
Well, you ladies, thanks again. And like I said, stay safe with the weather out there. And thanks.
Well, you too.
Yeah.
Be careful. Don't get out unless you have to.
No, I got out today, so I wouldn't have to.
That's right. Okay, hon. Well, good luck now.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Oh, no problem. Okay.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, Carly. All
okay,
right.
hon. Bye-bye.
Oh, no problem. Bye-bye. Oh my gosh. I'm so glad you were on the phone with me, Heather, for that one, because you're news and you asked probably more of the right questions that I could think of. So I'm really grateful you were on. But
right. Well, I feel so sorry for her.
Yeah, we only have about 5 minutes left before we go into overtime. But that was more important. I'm glad they don't have to go.
Oh, it was. It really was. That was important, too.
I got probably last week's soap opera diagnosis, so this week, I don't know. But they had the best and the worst of 2013. And I'm going to read some of it, and I just want people's opinion. That's how we are going to end the show tonight, on a happier note.
I just want to say something just to you real quick, and I was looking here here real quick, and it said from Spinelli. It said about Spinelli it said Bradford Anderson. It said, so I guess you figured out why D. Burton and I are doing appearances this February, some reminiscing and a proper goodbye. That's so sad.
Oh, okay, that makes me cry. Thank you.
I know, because, you know, they're banned. You know, they're banned. I guess that's why they're not having their band anymore, a lot of them, you know, because, you know, that was a great band they were in, too. That was great. I couldn't believe how good that band was. But anyway, sweetie, you go ahead. What you were going to say.
Okay, so I wanted to do really quick before we end and the show for, you know, the night, the best and the worst of 2013. And I'm going to name some of the soap opera digest things that they have, because And we can agree to do, we can agree or disagree, because this is what I call soap opera digest is not always right when they are naming the worst and best stories of the year.
Right.
Okay. The best story they have is, and Heather, you watched Ryan R, right?
Yep.
Okay, the best story they have is Zach is Summer's father. I agree with that. I thought that was one of the worst, I mean, one of the best stories. I loved it how that happened. I enjoyed it. I mean, that was one of my favorites. But now we are in overtime, but I really want to put all this out there for people can treat me and kill me later. The worst story, even though I don't watch AMC on my children, was the sex trafficking on AMC. I guess people did not like that.
Now, see, I don't watch AMC or One Life to Live.
I mean, I didn't watch it when they were online. I watched it when they were on ABC, but not online. So, but the best actor, and I will really disagree with, is Walter Howard. The best actor of the year, are you kidding me? They are going to say Walter Howard for Franco and Todd, One Life to Live. Are you kidding me? Come on, you know? They could have picked other people than Franco / Todd. I mean, do you agree or not, Heather?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Good.
Yeah. Yeah.
Good.
I do.
Okay. Oh, and the best actress, and did you watch Days of Our Life?
And I don't watch it either, and I know everybody tells me I should, and I guess I should because
they say
that's the best soap. They say that's
okay,
the best
you,
soap.
You probation for me until you watch one episode on Days of Our Life. Thank you.
I do what, hon?
You're on probation.
I'm on probation until I watch one. Okay. I will watch one.
One episode, and then you can tell me you hated it.
I did watch a little bit of one last night because I had SoapNet on, and something came on after SoapNet, and EJ was yelling at Sammy because of something happened, and somebody knew that somebody raped.
Yeah.
They have
the best actress. Kristen from Days of Our Life was, there would be like better actresses for the best actress, they should have named, like Laura Wright, Rebecca Herbst, you know, Michelle Stafford, there's a lot of names they could pick, but, you know, Eileen Davidson.
Who they pick
okay.
for the best actress?
Eileen Davidson from Days of Our Life.
Oh.
With, you know, she was the one that I, you know, hated. I mean, she was the one that did a lot of bad things to Eric.
She's the one that raped him, wasn't she?
Yep.
I knew that much. Yeah, I've watched that little pitches of that because it comes on sometimes after I watched something on SoapNet, so I knew she raped him. I did catch that Kristen raped, Greg Vaughn. Greg Vaughn was the priest.
Okay, the best twist, the best plot device, Luke and the poisoning, which I agree because that was really cool. I loved it.
Which one?
You know, when Luke was you know, when Luke was, you know, poisoned by, you know, the poison thingy.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
Yeah, I loved it. I personally, well, anytime my Luke is in a storyline, you know, I love it, so.
I do, too. Yeah, me, too.
Most overused used plot device, the DNA whiplash was Kiki and stuff. But, you know, I loved it that they did not make Kiki and Michael related because I like Kiki and Michael, and I just love them together.
So, you know,
I'm glad she's not a cute. So,
I like them. I'm so glad that she's not with Morgan. Oh, God. I'm glad she's with Kiki, too, Michael and Kiki.
Yeah, I don't like Morgan. I know a lot of people like Morgan. I'm not Auntie Morgan.
I don't like him either.
Good,
he can
see?
Stay with Ava. He can stay with Ava. Yuck.
Yeah,
you know?
And the best twist of the year was Kristen's rape of Eric on Days. But yeah, actually that was really interesting to see. This is, I will say for me, was the saddest moment of the year. Probably the decade of soaps.
The saddest twist
was Delia's death, they said. And I agree. I really agree with that because that should have never happened. And you're going to be happy. You're going to be happy. Best couple, Patrick and Robin.
You know me, Patrick and Robin, don't you?
Hey, Cole on the air, just for you know, I'm not bringing you on, but just for you know, you couple, Patrick and Robin, made the best couple of Soap Opera Die List.
Hey, do you think those two will get together, or do you think it's going to be Sabrina and him? Do you have any ideas?
I have ideas.
I have a lot of ideas about it.
Tell me.
Tell me, sweetie, this is a little dab of your idea about who's it going to be.
Okay.
Please, Robin and
okay, because I don't think Kimberly is staying for as long as everyone thinks she is.
Sweetie, be honest. Who do you think it's going to be, Robin and Sabrina or Robin and Patrick?
I think it's going to be Patrick and Sabrina only because I think Kimberly could be leaving the new hospital.
Yeah, that's true.
And this is what I don't agree with. Most fourth couple... Daniel and Jennifer. No, I like Daniel and Jennifer. I've always liked them. You know, that for me on dates is good. Best secret, Maxie killing her own baby. Now, what did you think of that?
About Maxie carrying her own baby?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think that was the best secret of the year. I mean,
You know, what do you think of that? I mean,
I'm on team, you know, Maxie side because, you know.
Me too.
You know, because, you know, I mean, she tried to do the right thing for, you know.
She did.
I
tell you who acted bad was Lulu really took a turn and acted nasty towards her.
I thought personally, I want Lulu and Maxie to be friends. I really do. I mean, I miss that friendship. So, you know, I think it can be saved one day, I do. But right now, all the feelings is raw and everything, and... You know, I miss it. I miss Lulu and Maxie being friends. And what I loved yesterday was I finally got a Lulu and Carly moment. I've been waiting for one for a long time because I love when the Spencer's cousins get together. I love it. I personally loved it. I rewound that and watched it like, three or four times. You know, I loved it. Okay. They are saying the worst secret of the year, which I don't agree with, is Dylan and Nikki's son on Y&R. I don't agree that was the worst secret. I loved it. I loved seeing that. I loved, you know, seeing the whole thing unfold, you know. But, you know,
Dylan and Nikki.
Yeah, but I'm in love with, you know, Steve. I love Steve, so of course I'm in love with Dylan.
I do too. But you know what? Who do you like Steve with? Do you like him with Avery?
Well, no, and I know this is going to cause controversy. Well,
oh, that's right. You don't like him with Avery. That's right. I remember. You don't.
No, I want Dylan back with Chelsea. If I had him my way, you know.
You have him with who? With who, hon?
Chelsea, you know, instead of Adam and Chelsea.
Oh, with Chelsea, yeah. They were good together.
Yeah, because I don't like Adam.
What do you think about him and, what do you think about him and her and Adam?
When you mean Chelsea and Adam, or?
Yeah, Chelsea and Adam.
I don't like them. Put Adam back with Sharon and call it a day.
Okay. Who do you think hit? I don't think Adam hit Delia. Who do you think hit Delia?
I still think it was Adam.
You know who I think it might have been?
Because they keep
talking about his car, and I never thought about it until my mom goes, "You ever notice they keep talking about his car?" I said,
yeah.
"No," and they said, "Devon." Everybody keeps mentioning his car.
No, I don't think so.
I don't think it's Adam. It's too easy, honey, to be Adam. It's too easy. He stopped. He had that little piece off his window. But how come nobody's catching him?
I don't know. I really don't know with that. I don't know. I don't know. I really think someone needs to say it, but no one's saying it.
I know. It's weird. It's really weird. I don't know either. It's strange.
Mm.
What do you think about that Victor? He was supposed to be helping Devon. With his holdings, you know, supposed to be helping him. And now it's said that he's really going to be screwing him over. And
I'm not surprised.
I know. Why didn't he just go to his dad? Neil, he's good in business. I don't understand why he just didn't go to Neil.
Yeah, but, you know, most kids don't want to go to their dad. You know, think about it.
I know. He thought, Victor Newman, you know, the best guy around, you know, for business.
No, I would go to Jack before I would go to Victor.
See, I would go to Jack, too, before I would have went to Victor.
Yeah, and the best goodbye, I don't know if you watched B&B, but the best goodbye was Steffi. According to, and the worst exit was fierce on Y&R, and I agree. I will always say, you know, that was the worst exit for me. I'm still mad about that.
Who was it?
Fierce.
That was terrible. That was crazy. Yeah, that was. How long are they going to keep her now? Just sitting there and go down there and they go back to see her and just see the back of a redhead?
And decide what to do. I mean.
Yeah. Hey, let me ask you one thing. What did you think about Bold and the Beautiful today and yesterday when old Rich came back today?
I haven't watched it.
Okay, and yesterday.
I haven't watched it. No, I've been so
yesterday,
busy.
I haven't been able to watch it. Okay, and yesterday, Liam made Steffi tell Wyatt and his mother to get out of Forrester. They are not allowed at Forrester. They are to be fired. And so Hope went over there and told them they're fired. But Eric said they're not. But then today he said they were. And then Ridge came. And then Quinn went and rode the plane home to Paris to Steffi. She came home yesterday for just like a minute. Nobody knew she was there. But I think I know why she was there. Today she got back. Listen, Kara and Quinn were riding the plane back because Quinn was going to international. That's when Eric said she could go. I guess that's before she was fired. And she got there in the office, and Quinn happened to be in her office and heard the doctor from Los Angeles, you know, the woman with the white hair that was always her doctor, say, hey, Steffi, I got good news for you. And she said, what? And she said, well, you know those tests we just did? Good news. You can get pregnant now.
Oh.
She goes, I can get pregnant now? And then Quinn's eyes just lit up, you know, like a, you know, thrilled. So, of course, Steffi's starting her new show. So I don't know how that'll work anyway.
Well, I hear she's coming. I hear that she will be back.
I hope so. I would love the hell out. Who does Liam have the right to tell Hope to go tell Eric, you know, to go tell and fire Quinn and Liam. And Wyatt. I can't stand that, Liam.
If I had my choice, I would, Liam with Steffi and Hope with Wyatt in Holiday.
I would, too. And I would laugh all the way to the bank. I mean, not to the bank, but I would laugh my ass off if Steffi came back and Hope got her heart broke again because she's acting like an almighty now that she could go in there and fire Quinn and Wyatt.
You know, she loved Wyatt. Just tell him, stop playing this game.
She's playing this game, and now she fired the mother and Quinn. I mean, and Wyatt. And then Eric said no, but then at the house, they agreed. Yeah, okay, I did. I fired him. Okay, you can fire them both. But then Ridge came in. Now, what about Ridge? He's the one that left. Because he was mad at Brooke because of the wedding. Now here they're getting married again. How's that going to fly?
And Ridge
came in. They didn't show his face until the very end. He was looking at the grounds and the flowers, you know, everything his mother had. And then at the very end, they showed his car. They showed his body. At the very end, he went in the house. And Eric was having the martini he has every day with Steffi at that picture. And he was talking to Steffi with that martini about Steffi and about that big house. Of course, who moved in that big house? Oh, Thorne and that daughter, yeah. He was talking to Steffi and that saying, yeah, this is a big house and everything. In walks in Ridge, and they finally, then they up and they show the face. It's Thorsten K, and he shakes his dad's hand. And Thorsten K's face. That's the first time you see Thorsten K's face. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Well, and like I said, the worst exit was Michelle Stafford as Phyllis. I will always say that. you know, they could have done better. You know, I'm still mad over it.
Terrible, terrible.
You know, and then the best use of history was the nuisance ball, which I agree. I love the nuisance ball.
Yeah.
I hear they are bringing it back next year, so I'm happy.
Yeah,
and
that got me watching General Hospital again. Yep.
Yep, and the worst use of history is the Picker Wyva with Tracy and AJ, that storyline, and that was the worst thing of history with the dragged on and on.
Who was that, hon?
Tracy and AJ with Lyra's pickle thing.
The pickle juice and all that.
Yeah.
Pickles.
And the best wedding, which I'm going to agree, was Nick and Gabby's on dates, because that was the fuck moment on that wedding I will never forget. And the worst wedding was, I disagree, was Paul and Christine's on YNL. I liked it. I thought, because, you know, they got married. You know, you watched YNL, they got married, you know, in the park. And when I went on YNL, I was sitting in the park that wasn't the park yet. So I was sitting right there where they got married. So I loved it.
You were sitting there?
Yeah, so I was, I mean, I wasn't at their wedding.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Why, everybody, have you noticed, everybody's at that park now. Everybody is at Chancellor Park.
Yeah, every time I see, yeah. And, okay, the best meal to conflict was Michael and Lauren.
That's a mess, yeah.
Yeah, and the worst meal to conflict, and I will agree to high heaven, is John and Marlena from Days of Our Life. Yeah, they haven't threw the ringer this year. I am done, you know, with that. And I wish some of my friends were on the line when they hear this. The best triangle of the year of Brooke, Bill, and Katie from B&B.
Oh, jeez. Isn't that a mess?
Yeah.
Jeez. Who are you? Wait till Rich comes home. What do you think going to
well,
what do you
I
think
know,
gonna
but
go
I'm
on?
Still, I'm still a Brooke and Bill fan. And the best other triangle was Adam, Chelsea, and Dylan, which I will agree. The worst triangle was Sad, Abby, and Cameron on dates, which I agree. The most entertaining character of this year was Lucy on General Hospital. I love Lynn Herring. I cannot get enough of Lynn Herring.
And they just had Lynn Herring and Lucy and Scott Baldwin just had sex, and then John
Lindstrom. You know, and the most revisionized character of the year that has got redeemed has been Caroline from B&B. Caroline from Bold and Beautiful.
You like Karen, her?
Yeah, most one character, and I will agree because I don't like her, is Sharon from YNL. Yes.
You think she's been redeemed? You like her?
No, she's the most ruined. Her character has been ruined, they say.
Has been what now?
Sharon has been, she cannot be redeemed after everything she's done.
And you said Caroline, too.
Yeah, no, Caroline has been redeemed. Sharon hasn't. She's the most, Shannon, the most willing character, which I will agree with. Days of Our Life, the most wasted character, female character, is Hope on Days of Our Life, and I will agree with that. You know, she needs a love life back. She needs Bo back. She needs something, people. Give Hope a storyline,
people. I can't believe,
people.
You know, I know, I just can't believe Hope, you know, there was always a Hope. I mean, when I always watched Days of Our Life, it was always Bo and Hope, you know?
Exactly.
For years.
Yep, and the most wasted male character is Rafe on Days of Our Life, which I will agree with because, you know, I watched Days and I agree with it. I need to give Rafe a better storyline. And then... best return, Why They Lasted, which I never watched, was AMC and OTO when they came back online. Worst return was Victor, when Victor came back on One Life to Live. Best episode, the 50th anniversary of General Hospital. And also, the tribute to Jeannie Cooper, I agree. I agree with both of those.
Mm-hmm.
And the best Vinion goes to, well, they cannot pick them, but it goes to General Hospital with Dr. O, Faison, Jerry. And the worst opinion is Kobe. The best new family is the Fullers on being B. And the best reserved family, return family are the Jeromes. Well, no, because we won the Jeromes dead. And I'm going to disagree with this next thing because I love Neil. I love Kristoff, St. John.
Yep.
You know, they said the most boring storyline of the year was the blogger storyline, and I will disagree with that because,
yep.
You know, Kristoff, I love you if you're listening. So I, you know, don't agree with them. And best location was... B&B, when they were in Monaco with Brooke and Bill. The best primetime soap was Dallas. The best new primetime soap was Devious Maids, which I've seen a couple, and I, you know, agree. Most disappointing soap is Young and the Restless, and I will disagree with that because I love Young and the Restless. The most improved show they said is Bold and the Beautiful, which I disagree with because I think sometimes B&B can be worse than Y&R. You know,
me too.
In my opinion. You know?
Me too. Mm-hmm.
You know? And the most entertaining show, which I agree because there were naked guys on the episode, was Days of Our Life. That was one of, for the year. And the best show was General Hospital, which I agree. And, you know, that's all for this week. And... and we want to send out a birthday wish. John J. Yoke's birthday, Mac, was 2 days ago, or 3 days ago on the 10th. I want to say happy birthday to Taylor Swift, whose birthday is today. And I want to say happy birthday to my little niece, who's turned 1 year old today.
Happy birthday.
Yeah, Mackenzie, yeah. And I will, I will be back next week for my last show of the year. Is this my last show of the year, people? It's not my last show ever, don't worry.
Oh, good.
It's my last my last show of the year, and then I will be back. You know, I'm taking 2 weeks off for Christmas because I'm going to be out of town and busy. And then I will be back, I believe, January, hold on, people. I will be back January 10th. So that will be my first show.
Long time, seems like. But
yeah,
it'll be here fast. It'll be here before you know it.
It's not great.
It'll
be
here quick. It's already December. I keep forgetting. It's already December.
I know.
So again,
have a good night, everyone. And,
okay, you too.
So how much is this supposed to snow there? Are they saying?
Here?
Yeah.
You mean here, huh? Well, they're saying 6 to 8 inches, so it's still snowing out. So I need a new stapler for some work I'm doing. But my husband's still in surgery, but I can't page him because he's in surgery. So I'm leaving a message with the. Well, they have somebody outside, you know, one of the techs outside there, and I'm going to ask him to call me before he comes home. I'm going to ask him, this is terrible, if he'll stop and get me a stapler. I need a stapler for some paperwork I'm doing for work, and mine went kaput. And he's just been in about a 6-hour surgery because he's a surgeon. And I'm going to call the hospital and ask the tech that sits outside, you know, does some stuff. She's not in the surgery, but she sits outside and does some stuff. And so I'm going to call her and ask him when he gets out of surgery if Walgreens is right around, you know, right around the hospital.
He works in the hospital. He can just steal one.
Hey, that's a better idea. If he can borrow one, I'll just ask her. That you are excellent, Carly. You're excellent.
Come on. I know
that's
my mom.
Perfect.
My mom works at a clinic for doctors, and so
that's
I know
people.
They
that's
buy staples so much, so. They
well, that's
miss,
perfect. And I'll tell her I'll bring it back. I'll just tell her, hey, don't just let him forget it. When he comes out and cleans up and everything, you know, gets his scrubs off, puts his real clothes on, I'll say, make sure you give this to him. Because she sits right outside right there where they pretty much all go by. So, you know, when they come out and they clean up and, you know, where they get their scrubs off, put their regular clothes on, everything, and come out that way, get one of the staplers, and I'll say, I'll make sure, you know, he'll bring it back, or I'll bring it to you personally. I'll bring you a new one even. There you go. Great idea. I'm going to call there after I get up here.
Well, I know, but do you guys have enough food and all that? Because if it's going to be snowing that much,
yes, honey. Luckily, yesterday I went to the store, and I packed up on everything. Yeah, I got all kinds of food, and I have every kind of toiletries and all that stuff you need. And I thought I had everything I need except my darn stapler went berserk. I mean, it was full. I had plenty of staples. I had everything I needed because I got a lot of paperwork to do, and the doggone stapler went crazy. I don't know what it was. I thought it was a little staple that got caught in got caught way up there. I took a knife and I got it out, but now it just won't work. So you are so smart. Now I'm going to call Sue and just ask her. Just put it.
Well, just because.
I mean,
he's probably.
He's going to be worn out to stop by Walgreens anyway.
Well, no, he will. He will probably. You know, knowing him, he's so tired after a long surgery. The last thing he's going to want to do is go to Walgreens in the snow
Walgreens
for you.
Walgreens, buy a staple. He's going to think I'm nuttier than I am. Anyway, you know what I'm going to have her do? I just thought of something else. Go in, even though it's a man's, you know, man's locker room, I'm going to say go in there and put it in front of his locker. Just put a note and put it in the front of his locker. That way he'll see it, know it, and have it, and just put it right in his bag. You know
exactly.
What I mean?
Exactly.
That's exactly right. And then if he said
no,
anything, I'm going to say,
that
I told
because,
him.
Number one, not that I'm not even thinking about saving money here. No, it's that he's going to be tired. He's going to be cranky. Men are cranky. And
hey, he'll come home and he'll just go right to bed. I don't even know if he'll eat. I mean, I've got easy stuff in there just to make to eat if he wants to just. He'll probably want something to eat, though, because he hasn't ate for quite a while. I've got stuff, easy stuff in there just to make, too. I'm not going to cook a whole, you know, I mean, I've had roasts and stuff that I've cooked for supper earlier for me if he wants something to warm up. But I've got sandwiches and stuff just to make quick in case he wants to. But he's not on call this weekend either, so he'll be off. So he's not on call. So they rotate with different surgeons. So he's not on call. So he'll be off the weekend. So he won't be so bad. So. Anyway,
no, but,
you have
but,
such
but,
a good idea. Good idea, Carly,
yeah.
Yes.
And let me DM me and Twitter me and tell me how it goes.
That's right. Exactly. I'll let you know how it went. And then tomorrow we can just stay in.
Yeah, stay in. No.
We can stay in and we won't even have to go out because we got plenty of food.
Yeah, don't. I mean, you don't have to. I mean... Luckily in Seattle, we haven't got the snow yet for this year. I mean, I would want it to snow because I personally love the snow, but we haven't got it yet.
Oh,
so we haven't
you're
lucky. Got no snow yet, and I want snow.
I'm gonna
I want
try
snow.
To just... Oh, you're so lucky. Oh, I want to get up there. The only place I've never been in the United States has been, I can't even talk. What's above you? It's in Canada. Everybody
yeah.
wants
oh,
to,
yeah.
What is it? It's right above
Canada,
you in Seattle.
You're right, yeah.
What is it? What's right above you? What's it called, though? It's in Canada.
Canada?
Well, yeah, but it's right. What's it called, though? Vancouver. Vancouver. That's where
Vancouver,
I want to go.
Yeah.
Vancouver, British Columbia. That's where I want to go. I heard that's just gorgeous.
Oh, yeah, it is. I mean, but, okay, I to go, but,
I heard the ring.
Yeah,
I heard
call
the
me
ring.
Next week.
Yeah.
Okay.
I'll tweet you.
Okay.
I'll DM
bye.
You.
Okay,
I'll
bye.
DM you. Okay, sweetie. Thanks a